Tee up.
You're right. Get it back on defense. I'm going to tee up. Welcome back to another episode of The Broke Boys. I'm Warren.
I'm Kat.
And we have another spectacular episode.
Ooh, spectacular.
Right? Yeah. Just trying.
I like it.
I don't have no other big words in my arsenal. My brain's a little fried.
Okay. All right.
But before we continue, let's go ahead and let's roll the intro. We them broke boys from the hood. We on them missions, understood. Won't catch us lacking, we that good. We always winning like we should. We flying high, we butterfly up to the sky. No way you catching us, goodbye. Pray to God we make it out alive. I'll never leave my dogs behind. We stick together like we signed. We shooting stars, one of a kind. We undefeated, just resign. Money more lower than a bitch now. I have some very tragic news. Milwaukee is currently losing as we speak.
Yeah, that is pretty tragic for you.
We're 1-3 against the fucking Pacers.
I can see how that's tragic for you.
Yes. And for many of you that don't know, I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan for basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Los Angeles Lakers fan.
Kat is a Lakers fan, tragically.
Excuse me?
I'm fucking with
you. That's crazy.
Everyone has different basketball teams. Like, it's hard to find a team for me to stick with just because, like, I didn't grow up with, like, how you, like, your dad is a huge Lakers fan.
Yeah, I was born into the Laker household.
Yeah, so he is, like, diehard Laker fan. And for me, it's, I've always loved players. Like, I've loved
That's what I was going to say. You don't really stick to a team. You stick to, like, players.
Yeah, and it's only basketball. I'm not really a baseball type of fan.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch baseball and kind of like,
so long.
I just don't understand it. Even if it is long, I still just don't get it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you swing the bat and then you move on to the next base?
Yeah, pretty much. And then like if you, a home run,
I know,
and
there's
then you
people
do the
that
three
are like,
bases.
You fucking dumbass. No, there's
I'm
more
a dumbass
to it.
Too then.
You know what? Hey, you guys might be right because, again, I don't really quite understand it, nor do I know much about it. Of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I am a player fan for basketball.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite player right now?
My favorite player is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. Before Giannis, it was Dwayne Wade for years, since I was a kid. I watched Dwayne Wade throughout his career. I was there until the last. and then when he retired, so huge D-Wade fan. Mm-hmm. And then it was... I felt like he could have kept going for more years, but, you know, every player knows when it's
reasons.
Time. And has correct, like they have their own reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then everybody was kind of asking, like, oh, what's your next team after you know, Dwayne Wade retires?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to become a Laker fan.
No.
I was like, this is the way in. We got him, boys.
No. For me, it was like, okay, like who else was I going to – see, and obviously there was a lot of all-stars to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I met Giannis back in like 2017.
Oh, you did at the gym?
At the gym. I ran into him at the gym at GB3. I remember he took a picture with him at our graduation, and I think he went to attend Central's graduation.
I think he knows somebody who went to Central or something like that.
So it's somebody...
I want to say he has like ties there.
Well, he's married... Well, to the wife that he's married with... She's a Fresno native.
Oh, period.
And she is somehow related to because remember the whole thing had happened with his sister?
Yeah.
So then that's why like he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him at the gym. I met him at GB3 and it was a quick 5-minute interaction maybe. And at the time he was still coming off the bench with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was still kind of like, you know, in development. And this was years back. So, I mean, now he's one of the greatest players coming up. Already has an MVP. Already has an NBA ring. He's up there now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then we recently saw his movie, too. Or the movie they made about his family.
Yes.
What was it called?
It's called Rise Up on Disney+.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and it's the story of how they had to migrate from South Africa to... Greece, because
yeah,
because he was born in Greece.
Greece,
yeah. So again,
Good ass movie. Loved it.
Yeah, it was cool. It caught my attention, so I watched it.
Yeah.
So it was cool. Lakers are also 3-1 right now. We're losing to the Nuggets.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Oof.
That's tough. We've played.
Well, it's kind of tough too, because the Nuggets are also the defending champions.
Yeah, we're not going to talk very highly of the Nuggets today. Thank you, though.
At least you're not going to get swept. That's how I see it.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully we tee up for this next one.
Yeah.
Because we did win yesterday's. They won the fourth game.
Yeah.
So they better tee up and get it together. But they're going back to Denver. Home court advantage. Yeah, I don't know how that's going
to
look.
Basically, they have to win the next four games.
Yeah, and they were winning for the most part towards the end of the season. So I don't know if they gave it their all and they're just slacking now. I don't really know.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I mean, hey,
tee up, because this is embarrassing.
Yeah, same for Milwaukee. Hopefully they get their shit together. It's hard because they already have a lot of key players that are already injured. And now it's just like, ooh.
Yeah. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah, well, enough
about... That makes you feel better.
Enough about sports and basketball. I had an incredible meeting with Jay Verde yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just to really rethink
regroup
mm-hmm. and really think about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the meeting. I appreciate him. Shout out to Jay Verde for being there and helping me out. One question that really stood out in the meeting
mm-hmm.
is, why should people tune in?
Mm.
And that is a hard thing for me to really grasp.
Because
I was just like, wow, I never really thought about it. And this isn't the first time he asked this question. He's asked it pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given him a lot of answers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sticks with me, because then I want to ask you that. I want to ask you how you feel.
Great.
Yeah.
I think people should tune in because, like, I think you give a new perspective to things as like a 24-year-old male. Oh my God, we're 25. A 25-year-old Hispanic male.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have a good grasp on things, on like as far as things you've experienced so far. Yeah, I think that it's just a new perspective. I think people should listen because there are a lot of people on social media that are older than us.
Okay.
So I feel like sometimes it's hard to try to find people like your age that are doing it.
Yes.
Especially people that are like from the city that you're from. So I think that adds something to the podcast. Yeah. What did you say?
I appreciate that you say that, because when he asked me this question, I really sat there and I thought about it. And I really was just like, you know what? Why should people tune in?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about it, and it's just like, okay, yeah, I may not be this multimillionaire or be this huge content creator that has a strong fan base, because I'm going against a lot of content creators, a lot of celebrities that have a strong.
Oh, and starting a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people build the platform and then start a podcast.
Yeah.
And you're doing a podcast and then trying to start a platform.
Because I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any of that. I don't have, I don't have a huge fan base. I'm not a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much a hardworking Fresno native trying to figure out life. And that's the whole purpose of why I feel like people should tune in, is like, I may not be Logan Paul. I may not be Zayn and Heath. I may not be David Dobrik. I may not be the Nelk Boys.
Yeah.
But I am me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unique. I'm different. Yeah. Like all of them, like they talk about a lot of the entertainment. They talk about a lot of drama. They have millions of dollars to go and it's wild.
Those things. Yeah.
Wild trip and be like, you know what? Let's go to Vegas for a whole week and then come back and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or shit, we went to Hawaii and had this whole experience. Like, I don't have that luxury to be like, you know what? This is what
let's
I
go.
Did. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not that status.
Mm-hmm.
And
not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But maybe one day. But again, like I'm not in the, at that status. Mm-hmm. So when he asked me that, I really sat there and I analyzed and I was like, I have a lot more to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started studying.
What do you think?
I'm very unique. This mm-hmm. whole platform is unique.
I'd agree.
There's a lot of people that will talk about drama, like I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that give entertainment. And I may not have a lot of entertainment to give. I may not be the funniest. I may make people laugh here and there, mm-hmm. but I'm not a comedian. I'm not, you know.
I would beg to differ, but I think I'm biased. Go ahead.
Thank you. But again, like I am who I am. And I'm going through a lot. I mm-hmm. struggle. I'm still trying to figure out my life. And that's what I have to offer is like, hey, I may not be this multimillionaire. I might mm-hmm. not be the best content creator, but I am me.
Yeah.
And what I can offer is giving you guys the insight of my life and helping you guys out sort of way.
Yeah. And like I said, like people our age, like I would like to believe that we all feel the same or feel similar.
Yeah. And maybe there's some people that already had figured it out and they're just like, wow, like they see that and be like, hold on, like you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they might see like, wow, like, you know, I know there's some people that are a little bit older that listen to it and they mm-hmm. have a lot of wisdom. They've gone through a lot more stuff than what I've gone through.
Yeah.
And we've all gone through different periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
They probably struggled with something completely different than what we've struggled.
Yeah.
I mean, from firsthand experience, from what we have struggled was COVID
mm-hmm.
and not knowing what to do. I mean, shit, we graduated
and
then 3 years later, mm-hmm. COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then you think about it, it's just like, hold on, like the school system's completely different
mm-hmm.
because COVID lasted for two.
I think it was 3 years.
Two,
like
3 years.
Just about.
Mm-hmm. So then it's like 6 years that changed everyone's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like there was no way to figure it out.
Yeah.
And now we're just like, oh, we're stuck in this. All right, let's try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making excuses because one person can't make excuses.
Yeah.
If you make excuses for yourself, you kind of set yourself back
mm-hmm.
and you punish yourself. Like you have to find ways to come out on top, to mm-hmm. figure yourself out, to really
even
push
like little wins.
Yeah. So that's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like I said, I'm not a huge content creator. I'm not a millionaire. I don't got none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can offer is this is who I am and this is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it together.
Yeah.
I allow myself. I open myself up. I'm a Hispanic male who struggles with mental health and who is struggling to make something out of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that I can really say.
Yeah.
That I'm offering to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a safe spot. Be vulnerable. To be vulnerable
mm-hmm.
and to be open with yourself and with us, and you all are included in that.
Yeah, I've had people from the podcast that reach out because they do need someone to talk to, and they reach out and they find my Instagram, which is not hard to find. You tag me in a lot, so
yeah,
it's not hard to find. But yeah, like two or three girls that have reached out and were like, "Hey, I'm going through this. I need someone to talk to," and like, good. I'm glad they feel like because of the platform that you created, and I pop in every once in a while, like. I'm glad they feel that they can do that. And if anyone else needs to talk or get something off their mind, like Martin's DMs are open. My DMs are open. The Broke Boys page DMs are open. Like there's no, the comments are on, like we don't have anything turned off for that reason.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, this is a safe spot. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, this person told me. No,
mm-hmm.
it's if you share a story that you went through and you've experienced to be like, hey, I want you to share this. Then I'll share it
with your permission. Cool.
But if it's something personal, best believe I'm there. I've already had a numerous amount of people who have really appreciated the podcast and really mm-hmm. appreciated how I express myself and I allow myself to be open to a lot of things mm-hmm. and also to offer a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
And some of them have hit me up in random times at night and just to get something off their chest.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate all that. I do. And I know it takes me some time for me to respond or sometimes I can't be as quick just because I'm at work or I'm dealing with different things,
mm-hmm.
personal stuff. So it's like it is hard for me to be constant there, but I'm going to reply. I'm going to be there regardless.
Yeah.
That's the type of person that I am. at the end of the day, I had said this before, and I'll say it again, is my whole purpose in this life is to be an impact in this world. Mm-hmm. And whether it is to help you guys or whether to be here for the good 20 minutes of your life, you know,
yeah,
I'm here for you. I want you to be entertained. I want you to be able to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah,
you are,
for sure.
You are the Broke Boys. Mm-hmm. It's not just me. It's not just me I'm behind the mic. It's not just Kat. It's not just the guests that I have. It's all of us.
Yeah.
You guys are the Broke Boys podcast. And without it, without any of you guys' support or listens, I wouldn't be here and nor would the platform.
Mm-hmm. I just think because the listeners are part of the platform, like, reach out, slide up on the Instagrams, like, leave a comment. What do you want us to talk about? What do you want us to discuss? Are there things that you need?
Yeah. Or even if you have someone in mind to be a guest. Anybody.
Yeah, we'll shoot our shot.
We'll try. We'll try to get there. But we would love to have different people to come tell their story and tell
or even
their struggle.
Like people from Fresno.
Yeah.
If you think your parents have a cool story and they're willing to come on the podcast, like, let's talk about it. Like, yeah, let's just work together to amplify the people that should be given a little praise.
Yeah, and everybody has incredible stories. Everybody has their own ways of figuring things out. I mean, we all know now from personal experience that you never had anything figured out. Everything Facts. Just kind of just happens.
Facts.
And so, yeah, so we're all a part of this journey.
Yeah, bear with us. We're figuring it out.
So, yeah, I mean, that's why I think many people should tune in and should listen.
Yeah.
That's the best that I can do right now.
And it's working.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that listen. There's a lot of people that are here.
Yeah.
Are here for it. And I really didn't think anything of it until Jay Verde told me, like, you're already making noise. Like, I'll guarantee you, like, people already know Martin podcast. Mm-hmm. Martin knows. Martin mm-hmm. has this. Martin has that. Broke Boys this. Broke Boys that. Mm-hmm. That is already getting spoken to existence. That is already working on
its own. Which is cool to think about.
Huh?
Which is cool to, like, think about and hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it really just leaves me in this, how can I say it? Like, not surprising, but, like, shocking.
That's not like, surreal.
Like, it is surreal. It's surreal that people really do like to listen to me, and people mm-hmm. really do like listening to what we all have to say.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. And I'm completely blessed to be a part of this and to be able to have this.
For sure.
At the end of it, I mean, I've always encouraged everybody to chase their dreams and chase their ambitions. Do it. I mean, this whole thing started off with just four guys that were talking about life.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what, man, we should all really get into it and talk on the platform and all this other stuff. And then mm-hmm. at the very end of it, it's what was created, and it's a beautiful thing that was created. Even though, like, with everything that had happened, the journey was incredible. It's the start. It's the beauty of how it started, and it's the beauty of how far we came. Mm-hmm. And where this podcast stands on.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's not how you thought it would be what it is, but it's what was meant to be, and that's what happened.
And this is what's meant to be.
And I think that's how everyone should look at, like, life in general. It's like when one door closes, another one opens.
Yes.
Or when something happens, there's, like, a reason for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if, you know, it's the half or the cup half full rather than, like, half empty. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you do make that switch, like, all these things that feel so big become so small.
Yes.
Like, they just feel like they're supposed to happen like that. Like, they're part of the journey.
Yeah, this is how it's intended. This is the path.
Whether you believe it's God's path or what you believe in, but, like, you truly believe when you switch your mindset from the glass half empty to the glass half full, mm-hmm. like, then all these big things become so small.
Yeah.
Because it's led you to where you were today.
Yeah. Absolutely. And nothing changes. This is still what's going to drive us. This is still what's going to drive this platform. Mm-hmm. And You guys are all included. You guys are all a part of this ride.
Yeah.
So if we're all down, hey, we're all down. We're all going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So let's all rise up and let's figure it out. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it pushing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, hey, remember to execute. Remember to continue pushing through the day. We're proud of you.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yes. We love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. And remember to stay tuned every Sunday and Wednesday. Check out the Instagram and our TikTok at brokeboys_FF. We love you guys. Much love. Peace.
Bye.